That is actually coming up at the top of the hour right here. Wes McElroy, Fox Sports 910, joined by John Lazor, who will be on the call tonight. 6:30 pregame, 7 o'clock tip between Virginia Tech and Jacksonville State here on your home for the Hokies, Fox Sports 910. Talk some basketball here in a bit. John Lazor with us, brought to you by Cowan Gates. There for you in any case. Open up the first segment talking about Frank Beamer and the final game, last game at Lane Stadium for him. So can you let some cat out of the bag here? What's going to go on Saturday? If you're attending the game, what are you going to see and what are we going to hear on your broadcast?
Well, I don't think it's necessarily what's going to be all that different, at least at the outset of the game in stadium. I think what it's going to be is the recognition of how special the things that you've done already have been. With that said, I know that they're putting together a tribute video for Frank. That's going to play not immediately after Enter Sandman, but pretty closely there to it, so right before kickoff. And I know a number of former players and colleagues and coaches and Bill Roth, I know I've reached out to, and he's provided me a statement to the Hokies. Statement's not the right word. A conversation with Hokies that will play in our radio pregame. Of course, for us, it's going to be impactful to get the thoughts of Mike Burnup and to hear from the coach, which is an interview that I've actually conducted at this point. So it's not going to be a whole lot over the top because that's not the way Coach wanted it. And as you'll hear in our conversation later, you know, I said, what are your thoughts going to be? And he quickly snapped North Carolina. Now, I recognize human nature is what it is. He'll probably take a few seconds to think about what it has meant and what the tunnel walk means to him and what everything else is as well. But again, the focus for the Hokies, because it's not a toss-away game, has to be somewhat on football. And then I think after the game is over, you'll start to see that rush of emotion, and I think you'll see Frank address the crowd at that point.
So weird. You just said tunnel walk, and like my mind started thinking about that. It's going to be the last time. It's going to be different on Saturday. So make sure make sure you're in Lane Stadium bright and early. And if you can't be there, be listening to John Lazor as they'll start things up here at 10:30 on Saturday morning for a noon kickoff against North Carolina. And we talked a little bit here about what North Carolina brings to the table on offense. Let me flip it over to defense here because they do a lot of things right. They do not turn over the ball, but you can run on this defense. They don't give up a whole lot of points, but you can run, Lays.
Yeah, you can, and that's absolutely got to be the focal point of this offense this week is establishing Trayvon McMillan early. And you look at the stat sheet and you look at the outcomes over the last 3 to 5 weeks when Trayvon McMillan's been the feature back, and you love what you see statistically. But I think the one thing that you don't like is that it's taken you a little while in games to get him going. You haven't necessarily fed Trayvon on the first offensive series or second offensive series of the game. So I think that's going to be a focal point for Scott Loeffler and company this week, where it's going to be a lot of Trayvon early. Now, clearly, North Carolina is expecting that, so you may see some adjustments and play action off of that as well. But everything's got to flow from there, and it's got to be a ball control game for Virginia Tech. I think if you look up at the end of the game, now barring turnovers, it can skew this, but if the Hokies don't lead in time of possession, they're going to be in trouble in this football game. And back to your point, that starts with Trayvon McMillan.
Yeah, I saw Barber's piece today in the Times-Dispatch where McMillan came into the press conference with ice on his arms. He said he tries to use everything with his forearms to embrace the blow. And so he walked in. I guess his forearms are all beat up. But, you know, it comes with the turf of being a running back. John Lazor.
Yeah, I'll jump in on you there and say he's fine. Yeah. I've heard that from 10 people, including Trayvon McMillan. Yeah. That was a little overblown.
Yeah, but, yeah, exactly. Comes with the turf. He'll be out there, and hopefully you'll see 30-plus carries on Saturday. He is John Lazor. Ladies and gentlemen, what comes with the turf, when we have Lays, we're bringing it back because we miss it. Return to the lightning round. Lazor's lightning round. Rapid fire questions for the boys at Virginia Tech. Honest opinion. Thumbs up or thumbs down on the black jerseys and the black helmets?
I'll hedge my bet. I like the jerseys and I like the helmets, but I don't necessarily like them for this game. I recognize why you've got to do it now, but at the same time, I think that there may have been an opportunity at other situations to wear all black. But no, I like the look. I do. I'm just not so sure about the timing.
A lot of emotions on Saturday. When was the last time sports made John Lazor cry?
Oh, how long do you have? No, I got close to it when the Cubs earlier in this playoff season. I think that had a lot to do with what we were going through here at Virginia Tech because it reminded me of a place of comfort. But, yeah, I got close when you see some of that. But generally it's more with things that I'm involved with. I think I go back maybe to my first season in baseball when we had the best team in the league by far and didn't win, and a number of guys had that hit pretty hard, so it hit me pretty hard. But you get close to it a lot more often than you probably would like to admit.
Virginia Tech basketball losing the opener to Alabama State Saturday. Word that you would describe the Hokies' performance?
Surprising, and I think Buzz Williams echoed that as well. Not necessarily because you lost, but in the fashion in which you lost, and that was the fact that it was a team that you had a distinct size advantage on. You'd put in a lot of preparation. You had them in your building, and you didn't necessarily get fluke beaten. You got beaten. You got beaten on the glass in the second half because you were out of position and overeager on help side defense and some of those things where basically you got out-executed, and that's why I say surprising with a Buzz Williams-led team because, of course, he's maniacal in his preparation. So I'm eager to see the adjustments made tonight.
Mark Lee and I saw this on Twitter earlier. November 18th, 1993, it was the recording of Unplugged Nirvana, and we found out that he did it all in one take. Best Unplugged, according to John Lazer.
Eric Clapton, are you asking for different Unplugged artists or Unplugged with Nirvana? I wasn't a big Nirvana guy.
Unplugged with Eric Clapton. That was fantastic as well. That's probably our top two. Next. David Ortiz expected to announce his retirement today at the end of the season. Big Poppy, Hall of Famer or not a Hall of Famer, Lays?
I'm going to go with no, and I say that even though I am a big, big Poppy guy, and I was with him back at the beginning of his career in Minnesota, literally the beginning. I was there the day he came up, and I think he turned himself into a fantastic player. I just know how much of that was artificially enhanced, and the fact that he never really had a defensive position to the point where he was a liability is the deal-breaker for me there. Offensively, clearly a Hall of Famer, but total package, I don't think so. I had the steroid allegations and proof in there, and I think that takes him out.
What's going to hurt him more, steroid allegations or the unknown of the DH in the Hall of Fame?
Steroid allegation.
Yeah. One more. John Lazer, a lot of talk about retirement. In 90 years, when you retire from the broadcasting profession, what's the one thing you want as a retirement present?
A nice engraved tombstone, because if it's 90 years from now, I'll be 126 years old, and I'll probably be about ready to go 6 feet under, and I'd appreciate it if you'd put something nice in the statement on that tombstone.
I'll start working on it. Lays, your work here is done. We'll be listening Saturday. Look forward to that interview with Coach Beamer.
West Wing was my answer to the question you didn't get to, by the way. Let's go.
All right. Here was the other question. 24-hour marathon of basketball, sports, movies, or TVs. West Wing. And by the way, one of my favorite TVs as well. Great minds think alike. Get out of here, my man.
See you, buddy.
John Lazer, ladies and gentlemen. West Wing. That's one of those you could crush. Snowy Day, Netflix, you could crush easily. Just sit there on and on and on. 8 seasons, I believe. But thanks to John Lazer, and yeah, you don't want to miss really anything on Saturday. If you can't be at Lane Stadium, right here on Fox Sports 910 on Saturday.